Yes, and we are here for Melbourne Airport parking. Cheaper than a taxi to and from the city. I've been looking forward to this all morning. But before I introduce this man, EPL between Liverpool and West Ham have gone 65 minutes and they are still locked together at 1-1. Tim Watson is back in Melbourne. He's been joined for the first time this year by Liam Pickering, old mate Slugger.
Yeah, good morning, Gaz. Good morning, Tim. It's my second time, Gary. Second time.
First time for me.
Yeah, well, it's because you've been away. You've been holidaying over there with your bloody scarves on, and you're in New York, and I've seen all these phones. Here's you and Evander shaping up and all this sort of garbage. Anyway, it's good to be here, boys. It's how did you enjoy yesterday, Gaz?
I enjoyed the whole spectacle, but the game I thought was a bit of a
stinker,
but that's okay.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. Can't be guaranteed.
Did Big Hutchie, did he get his hand on the Super Bowl this year? He normally does.
He's a rights holder, Liam. He's an official NFL rights holder, so that sort of behaviour won't be tolerated any longer. But he's had a very good campaign. He's got 65 clients over here, so they've all been going pretty solidly.
Because it's so great that you're in here this morning, because I just need to play you something from our news last night and get your reaction to it, okay?
At Collingwood, a scare. Darcy Moore grimacing and in pain, later leaving the track. Despite the worried looks, the club tonight adamant the defender's okay.
It's so good that you're in here. Is he okay, Darcy?
Oh, I assume he is, yes. I haven't heard
him. Have you spoken to him?
Oh, I didn't know he grimaced at
training
yesterday.
Why weren't you watching the news last night?
He might have needed to go to the toilet.
He didn't need to.
I mean, Steve-O, stick to doing Bulldog Watch, mate. We want to do a live cross from Witten Oval, please.
Now, you got your phone there. Can you text Darcy while you're here and just make sure that he's okay? Just put all the Collingwood fans' minds at ease.
I'll go. You can ring in if he listens.
We said we were never going to bring Darcy up again after that was all put to bed last year. But if he's grimacing and in pain, Pix.
You should have seen his grimace, Gary. as grimaces go, I haven't seen more intense than that.
Come on, guys.
I've not seen a second of the jungle, which I know you keep a very, very close eye on. And there are two big personalities in there from the world of AFL footy, I'm told.
They are. And Dermot Brereton, of course. And Big Derm, we love him. He went in first. So he had the whole, I'm the big man in town. And then all of a sudden they stuck in little Shane Crawford. And you can just immediately feel the two of them. He's like, they're treading on each other's toes a little bit. Who's the bigger guy? Who's the funny dude? And all this sort of stuff.
Are they both still in there?
Yeah, they are, buddy.
And they made Crawford captain of the camp too.
Yeah, which really hurt Dermot because he's thinking, I was never really voted captain. This is a wrong bullshit. All right. Now, this was a bit of Crawford last night. This is what you hear with Crawford every now and then. Have a listen.
When I was probably about 3 or 4 years in, they said, Port Adelaide were just starting. They said, you'll be the captain of Port Adelaide. We're going to give you a 5-year contract. We're going to give you a share in a McDonald's. And I'm like, oh. Do you know what? I was so connected to Hawthorn. I'm like, I should have left. But I just couldn't. But I knew, hang on, that's a game changer right there. And I was going to go to Sydney my last 3 or 4 years. I met with Sydney. I was so over Hawthorn because we were like changing coaches and whatever. So I met with Sydney and I was virtually agreed to go. I'm like, yep, I need to go. I need to walk away from all the leadership stuff. I need to just concentrate on myself and finish enjoying footy. And I was really excited. And then Sydney won the grand final about a month later and I said, I'm not going.
There you go. So Crawford, a little bit of a bombshell that he was offered by Port Adelaide, heap of cash
and a
share of a McDonald's franchise, partners.
Did that offer then get just handed straight over to Gavin Wanganeen?
Well,
probably.
Well, that's a good point. I think at the time it was mentioned that he was a shareholder or a partner in a franchise over there.
Yeah.
Does that happen often, like a deal like that, where there's sort of like the football money, but then there's the business opportunity as well?
Look, I haven't been involved in too many of those, I must say. And we've had some big deals, obviously, Buddy going to Sydney and Gary going on the Gold Coast and Tommy Boyd coming back to the Bulldogs and all that sort of stuff. But I've never had that in this current age. I don't think you could do it now. I mean, where you start throwing in other stuff on top. I mean, other managers might have, not that I'm aware of, though. I mean, say things like, I can imagine Interstate, for example, saying, I'll come to Melbourne, I'll come to Collingwood, we've got all these contacts. I can imagine that being used. I think Jonathan Brown said that was used by Eddie
years
ago.
Yeah.
But I mean, the actual, it's pretty complex, all that sort of stuff, because, you know, I mean, you've got to be very careful of what you can and can't do.
Yeah, yeah.
How would that go with the salary cap?
Yeah. I mean, no good.
Factor in the value? Yeah, but how do you factor a value of a McDonald's franchise?
Well, you'd have to get it ticked off by Ken Wood, and Ken would just, as long as you're up front with him, he'll just tell you, no, let go. Either it goes in the cap or it doesn't. I mean, it'd have to be a genuine, independent agreement, otherwise it just wouldn't wash.
And what was that segment with Shane? It was all about him. What was it, me time?
They just sit around the campfire. They're that bored. They're sitting around doing nothing all day. And then they go for silly food challenges and they just sit around and be bored. That's what Swanee reckons when he was in there. He said the worst part was the boredom, just sitting around all day. So that was just cut out of, a 10-minute conversation he had about him, all about Shane. But, I mean, you guys have had offers in your time to go at other clubs?
Unfortunately, no.
You just were just a one club. No one else ever came for you?
No one ever came to me.
Really?
Yeah.
What about you, Gaz?
Gary did. He had suitors.
No, I didn't. No, not many. Little nibble. I had a very good offer from the Tigers at one stage, but I never thought about it.
Entertained it? No. And I certainly didn't get too many offers. I got poached by Geelong for a cool 10 big ones. I think that was my first base at Geelong was like 10 grand.
That was a lot of money back in the day.
Oh, yeah. It was better than North. I was getting about 2 grand base.
What was your first contract, Wisp? Were those shillings?
You've been around forever, this bloke.
I got four goats to play the first year.
Well, the money wasn't there.
I played 16 games in my first season back in 1977. My mum kept a scrapbook, and my pay slip from my first year is still in there.
Yeah.
$1,680 I got for the 16 games.
So you got that's
just over $100 a game.
$100 a game. Yeah, that's about all I'm paying, though. It changed pretty quick once the...
A lot of money back in those days.
Well, it was.
No, it wasn't. You kid yourselves.
We used to have to line up and put our hand out at North. You play three games of the year. You got to wait till October to get your match payments. You put your hand out for like your $600, whatever it is.
We've got to get some news headlines. After the news headlines picks, I want you to tell me your thoughts on Maroon 5, halftime entertainment, and the Alison Langdon, Bernie Tomic interview, which I know you put your eyes across. So that's coming up after news headlines. Thank you, Meredith. Tim, a lot of people coming through message-wise. Are you forgetting the lucrative offer that was tabled from the West Coast Eagles back in the day?
Yeah, well, I was just talking to Pickers about that. You can't deny this, can you? I can't deny this. I've never declared it either, by the way. So what,
here we go.
This is a newsbreaker. Get ready, Sammy. Sammy Edmund out the back.
So I got a West Coast Eagles bag that they sent me with a track suit inside and a jumper, West Coast Eagles jumper, and a pair of socks. So I've never declared that, but now that I have...
Where is it?
Is there a moratorium on inducements?
I don't think Ken will be too concerned about you taking the inducement of a bag of clothes.
And we've had some feedback too about Gary Lyon. What is it you got there?
Well, I didn't ask him about his coaching offers that he may have got, and I believe you got a massive offer from Adelaide to coach there.
No.
Sorry?
We're talking playing only.
We've shifted the conversation to coaching.
If I make it back in the studio this time next week when Pickers gets there, we can talk about that.
Oh, this is an off-air conversation.
We've got other topics on the agenda.
Just quickly, was it big?
Massive.
Maroon 5.
Oh, it's big.
Yeah, well, I was listening yesterday to Jared's call. I thought it was terrific, by the way. I was in the car, and it was the halftime entertainment, and Maroon 5. I thought were very, very ordinary. There you go, very ordinary. I just want to play a bit of Maroon 5 first. So not good.
No, it wasn't good.
Not good. And then it reminded me sort of like that screaming, drowning cat sort of thing. You know, that's what it sounded like to me. Which reminded me of this interview that Maradona did. I think he was off his head when he did it. This is his interview.
Sacando este este campeonato, seguramente irán para arriba como loco porque
okay.
Yo los conozco.
Okay, where do you think he placed his inducements, Maradona?
Maradona, I think it was up his nose, to be perfectly honest, if you really want to know. So I decided that it couldn't get much worse than those two, Maroon 5 and Maradona. So let's see what they'd sound like together. Well, Hutch and I do a lot of that stuff on Saturday mornings, but well done to the boys out the back because it was, I thought it was, I don't know what it sounded like there, Gary, but it was sounded bloody awful, I thought, in Melbourne.
I was a little bit underwhelmed. Again, I'm not the right person to be judging and critiquing music.
But, hates music.
I didn't think Travis was much chop either.
No, nah, they were all ordinary.
What about Big Boy?
I like Big Boy.
Of course you did.
I liked his get up. He came out in the car with a big fur coat. I like his setup.
It was a Cadillac he came out in. He came out in a big caddy, was it?
Yeah, something like that.
Big fur coat. What sort of coat was that? There wasn't a hog. There was no hog in that coat, was there? Wolf
coat. Wasn't mink. Did you hear this one during the week? This was Alison Langdon talking about one of my zeros of the week, which was the 60 Minutes interview of the Tomics. Bernie and his old man, fair dinkum. Talk about, I mean, we know that the guys, let's call them TJ and Hitch, can work off puns.
Yeah.
TJ in particular. Alison Langdon's taken them on at their own game.
Tomic then used his post-match media conference to lob verbal missiles aimed at smashing Leighton Hewitt. But as everyone knows, Leighton Hewitt's no quitter. He deftly returned Tomic's serve with added spin. Deuce, you might say.
Come on, Alison.
Hey, you've got to throw occasional pun in there.
That was five big ones.
Yeah, I know, but it goes for 60 minutes, that show.
Of course it does. Of course it does. So some heroes and zeros to finish here. Very quick segment today, I noticed. Heroes. I've got a bit of... why have I had my time cut down? Like, I mean, seriously.
It's been a busy morning. Just get on with it.
We pulled back on inducements, that's why.
I did like this bit of audio from Irrishan Dickweller, who was in the field and talking to one of our Aussie batsmen. We have, oh, Jesus. Hey, Rod, come on, man. You build it up and you take my legs out. Obviously, our heroes then. There's be some words later. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, well done, heroes again. Gladys Knight, I don't know why she's even on my running sheet, to be honest, but she's had that many runs lately, Gladys Knight.
Yep.
Because Hutchie was talking about her on Saturday morning, as was the big man.
The anthem was absolutely amazing yesterday.
Yeah.
That was one of the big betting plunges, too, about how long the anthem might go for.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. No worries. Zeros, I really wanted to get to them quickly. Usman Khedira, you know, the leg spinner?
Mm-hmm. What's he done?
50 kilometres over the limit, drink driving.
Oh, that's not good.
That's not good. He's a zero.
No good.
Unfortunately, the 60 Minutes interview I mentioned was pretty ordinary. It's a zero. Jack Watts goes into the zero basket. Sorry, Jack, start acting your age, acting like a footballer. Very, very disappointing from him. Well, it was a bad look. Darren Weir, well, doesn't get much more of a zero than that.
No, it doesn't. No.
Taking the win right out of the sails of about 700 owners. But and Warnie. I mean, I love Warnie, but...
What are you giving him a zero for?
Well, how many times can he pot bloody Mitchell Starc? He got 10 wickets in this game.
Gary made the point, though. He actually got Mitchell Starc. It was all psychology. The whole thing was designed so that by the end of this cricket summer, Starc would be bowling particularly well, which he was in the final test.
Listen, I don't think that's the reason he bowled well. I just think he got his action all right, and he bowled at good speed, and he seemed to be in really good rhythm.
Who's
so 10 wickets.
Okay, who's your cricketer of the summer then?
My cricketer of the summer.
The cricketer of the summer. Who is it for you?
Pat Cummins, clearly for me.
Yeah, number one.
Australian, yeah.
Daylight second.
Daylight second, yeah. He's been our best cricketer in basically both series for mine.
Hey, Biggers, I know you've had your segment just slightly sliced. Have you got to be somewhere?
No, I do not.
I
work in this
around.
Office. I'll go down three levels, four
hang
levels.
Around and talk to Gavin Robertson, who's going to talk some cricket with us after this. So it'd be great to have
I'm not
you
sure that's all my numbers. Oh, yeah, we'll have to work about invoices.
And quickly then, all right, let me congratulate you on the Renegades. Are they through to the final?
We're into the semis, yeah. Into the semis.
Playing?
We haven't finished yet. We've got one more game, but we can't go. We can't miss. We can't miss.
We're locked. Halfway through the footy season.
No, it finishes next Sunday week. Right. So well, the semis are next Thursday, Gaz. Semis Thursday, Friday, final Sunday.
You'll be back in the...
That was a great effort. You'll be back. You got a bit of flack about the Renegades. What's that, Tim?
I was going to say, you'll be back in the country to see the conclusion of that.
My word, you will. How much longer are you going to be away for?
Yes, Gary.
Welcome back to the program, Tim Watson. And Pickers is still there.
He stayed on. You know why he stayed on?
Robertson is.
You know why he stayed on, though? Because... Just reset the whole Dick Weller thing, please.
Have we actually got the audio of Dick Weller?
We're actually going to call him Dick Better now because he's under control.
He's got well. Okay, go on, give us the Dick Weller then. Go on.
I only remember Marsh Brothers here.
Can you tell him to take bowling tape off the singer?
Did he?
No, I can, and he won't bowl anymore.
You're that scared of a tip?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
Come on,
because sportsmanship goes both ways.
Yeah, I'm not telling anything to you. I really wish you could get some runs here. No, I don't want you to feel bad after the series, watching your team playing on TV.
I loved it. That mic's been a very, very good innovation this year. That when they've had the mics up and it's been that sort of stuff, good banter.
Is that the banter that you remember from your cricketing days, or was it a bit more fruity than that?
Oh, it was pretty fruity at times, but there was a lot of that. And that stuff's great.
I like that stuff. Yeah,
it is, and I think especially you get such good access to it now. I mean, some of the stuff you don't want to hear, but some of the stuff like that, yes, we'll cop that. And now, by the way, Gary. Gav
Robertson. Yes, Liam.
Gav Robertson's not here. You're a cricket expert, so...
You're still there. That's why you're... I'm saying, geez, Pickers is doing overs here, and then I've realised that we can't get a hold of Gavin Robertson. I reckon you've pulled his plug on his phone.
Now, what is it you want to say?
Now you don't mind me being here, do you? You wanted me out the door five minutes ago.
Gary already had one expert here.
Actually, in the ad break, Gaz... Tim was explaining to me how he'd only missed one test. His cricket knowledge is getting better.
Hang on. It's getting better.
He talks about it. I'll tell you now.
His cricket knowledge is better than just getting better.
Okay.
Pickers, all right, I'll ask both of you cricket experts.
Yep.
Warner and Smith, first test, England, Australia, Ashes, both in?
Yep.
Yep.
Who's out? Oh, big cricket expert.
You've just asked me a question
without notice.
Without notice.
Right,
give me
think about it.
I've got to get two out of the 12 firstly, and then I'll be able to work a team around that. Yeah.
Go on.
Well, I'm going to get two out of the 12. So Labuschagne's probably going to go.
Yep.
Well, it won't be Head, and probably Khawaja for mine.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That would be where I would probably look at it.
What about your other cricket expert sitting next to you?
What do you think?
I'd go...
Carpet Burns.
Yeah, maybe Labuschagne or Burns for those two.
Liverpool, West Ham are in the...
I like to call him Chinese.
My mate's called him Carpet.
Liverpool and West Ham are into the 89th minute and the score is 1-1 still.
Oh, wow. Frantic stuff.
Now, who starts favourite for this Test series, this Ashes series, then, given that...
I'd say it'll still be England, Gaz.
...made a mess of the Poms.
Well, yeah, I know they have, which has been terrific to see. I've really liked that. I was going to zero them as well, but we ran out of time. I love seeing the Poms get their pants all down. It's been fantastic. Look, I think England will go in favourites just purely because of the conditions, and it's not exactly like we've beaten a world-class field. We've been pretty well beaten, comprehensively beaten by India. We've beaten Sri Lanka, which we should have. At home, in two, in favourable conditions in Brisbane, and then in the day night or in 2.5 days, and then 3.5 days in Canberra. So, don't think we really learned a hell of a lot out of the last test.
What about this though? I threw this up to Gary the other day, and he poo-hooed this. I said that it was a good thing for the Australians to play an inferior team like the Sri Lankans, just to rebuild their confidence.
Yeah, I don't have any issues with that.
Gary, I think it was of the view, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he thinks that gives you a false sense of security.
Well,
that's pretty much what he said.
Doing. I'm sitting here, and you won't let me talk.
Shh.
Well, I think that you think that it's been we've had such a tough summer when it's come to we haven't been able to get 100. All of a sudden, in one test match, we get 4. Mm. So I think that from that perspective, it's good to see the boys getting some runs. Do they really count like they do against India? Probably not. But they're in the book, and they will feel good about themselves.
What's the controversy about Usman playing in the one-day series overseas, or should he just play some hard-nosed shield cricket?
Yeah, hard-nosed shield cricket for mine. Mm. I think we can take a one-day team away without Usman. I mean, he batted well in the second innings after a bit. He got to about 20. He was scratches anything early. But he actually, after that, was pretty good. He's still throwing the bat at the ball a bit too much and not using his feet a lot, I reckon. But against an average bowling lineup, you can probably get away.
As the director of the Melbourne Renegades, is the BBL season too long?
I think it's a couple of weeks too long. Yeah, I think it should have been done and dusted. I'd like to see... Well, tell me this. Answer me this if you can, guys. We haven't had a game last night. There's not a game tonight. And there's not a game tomorrow night. So why would they waste 3 days now and drag it out even further, crash the games in and play the final this weekend even?
Like, I don't know the answer to that.
Well, no, I can't get the answer either. They have a doubleheader on a Sunday and then no game Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I mean, it makes no sense to me. Anyway.
Yeah, it's been very enlightening having you stay for the extra 7 or 8 minutes. Gavin Robinson belatedly joined us, but we have to take a break because we've got to click on some commitments. So it's all fallen beautifully for you. I think you set that up, Pickers. I apologise to Gavin because you took his slot, but we'll get that sorted for next week.
That's all right. I know Robbo, so that's fine. All good.
Thanks for joining us.
One of the good Robbos. Not many of them.
Very nicely done. Tim, yes. We will take our last break for the morning, and then I'm going to get the man that called yesterday's Super Bowl. We'll have a little chat with him before we hand over to Gerard Whateley. But a break, and we'll be back after this.